Good evening, everyone. I think all like five of you or something like that, which is fine. I'll talk to the five of you. I have no problem with that. So, tonight's podcast on e-waste is going to be an article I'm going to read to you tonight by Mallory Szczepanski, March 13, 2018, saying, "Futuristic photographs address the world's e-waste problem." I'm finding this at waste360.com. I'll put the link in, of course, my Twitter feed here right now as we speak, and we can go from there. Basically, what it says is that each human produce 4,100 pounds of e-waste per person per lifetime. 4,100 pounds. So, once again, it's just the fact that the problem is actually happening right now, and we can't really get rid of it until we actually address it. The problems pretty much show a picture of, you know, someone dancing, I guess like a model or something like that, dancing around a bunch of like electronic waste and stuff like that, a bunch of laptops and everything. And it's actually really interesting. The photos are amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot. Another contributor to this article is someone by the last name of Von Wong. I think he is, oh, that is cool. I'm going to save this one and post it to that is just amazing. Basically, it's a artistic piece and a photographic piece, you know, informational piece that brings art and information together when it comes to electronic waste. And I love stuff like this because, you know, at its core, the fact that we can use technology to go ahead and create all these beautiful, amazing, wonderful things, the actual guts of it or itself or whatever is beautiful, you know. And the dichotomy that we live with is the fact that this beautiful looking stuff has a waste component that we have to go ahead and address, and we haven't for a very, very long time. So a beautiful piece written by, you know, or contributed by waste360.com, and it just really demonstrates exactly how deep the problem is. My nephew, as a matter of fact, my nephew Mason, he was sharing with me tonight about how the problem in the ocean, the great, you know, plastic garbage patch is growing as well too. And he said he read it, I think on Wikipedia or something like that. It's between 700 kilometers and 15 million kilometers big. So it's like 0.1% or 8% of the entire Pacific Ocean, which is disgusting, you know. So obviously the problem of waste is growing, that it's getting out of control. Personally, in my history of you know, the previous 15 years, I was trying to develop a company and a technology, or the technology exists, just trying to get it out there to address these waste issues. And, you know, that company is taking a different iteration. Hopefully we'll go ahead and move forward with another project. The problem with the previous iteration was the management that was in place. It just wasn't working. You know, we were evolving in one direction, they were going in another, and at the end of the day, it just didn't work with the previous iteration. It would have, but I don't think that, you know, certain people would have had to step out of the way, and it didn't happen, and it's fine, you know. But the thing is that the technology does exist. You know, the technology does exist to go ahead and get rid of electronic waste, get rid of the plastic in the ocean, get rid of all this stuff. And it's super, super important that we pay attention because, you know, just to be quite frankly with you, I know the inventors of the stuff. I know the inventors that can actually fix these problems. And if you don't think that I do, then challenge me, you know, challenge me. By all means, challenge me. If you got an ego, an attitude, and $60 million or whatever, bring it. You know, I've been a gatekeeper for a long, long time, and I got a lot of knowledge in terms of who I can qualify as an investor or not. And, you know, if you want to go ahead and step to this thing or whatever, that's fine. I understand. You know, be able to provide proof of funds, and I'll put you in contact with the president of the company. It's as simple as that. You know, the previous iteration of this company was not it was not conducive to that environment, unfortunately. And so now that new management is in place, this can actually move forward, which I'm very happy about. So without blaming anybody, life happens the way it does, and then we move forward, okay? You know, the part that I messed up in was that I put myself in a position where I had to sign non-disclosure agreements and non-compete clauses and all this other stuff, which pretty much restricted my activity. You know, even like my online presence was scrutinized, because it was almost like I was living under the impression that the financiers that were looking at us were going to be looking for anything they could do to try and discredit us. And you know, having something like this to talk about, you know, these issues or whatever, was indicated that it would be a part of the reason for discrediting us, kind of a thing. So, you know, when it came to the wanting of the podcast about electronic waste, I was discouraged from doing it. So now that I'm away from all of that bullshit, I'm actually able to go ahead and, you know, think for myself, not run it past people, and operate in my own best interest, and follow through with my passions, which, of course, is electronic waste. It's the most beautiful collection of components that are out there, and also the most deadly at the same time, okay? On top of that, every person, I mean, it says every human being, 4,100 pounds in their lifetime. 4,100 pounds. So that's like, what, 50 pounds a year kind of a thing per person per year? Depending on how long they live, like to 80 or something like that, 82. So it's interesting how this this whole thing works, and it's cyclical. Just kind of read some part of these. It says right here, for the Project Von Wong, and it says right here, e-waste is, I'm just going to read the article to you. E-waste is one of the fastest growing waste streams in an effort to raise awareness around this ever-growing problem. Photographer and artist Benjamin Von Wong has created a series of photographs made from 4,100 pounds of e-waste, the approximate amount of e-waste an American may use over their lifetime. Von Wong, who is always looking for interesting ways to talk about boring problems, was inspired to create this photography project following a conversation he had with Dell at South by Southwest in 2017, when he learned that the company has the world's largest global recycling program and a free e-waste recycling program that is offered in nearly 80 different countries. After South by Southwest, I reached out to Dell about my idea, asking them to grant me access to some of their e-waste, and the rest is history, says Von Wong. Dell and Wistron GreenTech, one of their recycling partners, provided me and my team with all the material needed for the project and access to a room to create the project in. For the project, Von Wong worked with 50 volunteers to sort through e-waste, build structures from the e-waste, and do the hair and makeup and body paint for the model featured in the photographs. And she is gorgeous, by the way. The project took 10 days to complete and only 4 hours to clean up. All the material used in the project was returned to Dell and Wistron GreenTech to be properly recycled. Von Wong is always looking for different partners to work with to encourage people to do the right thing. Before this e-waste project, he created a series of about plastic pollution, using 10,000 plastic bottles borrowed from Tomra to raise awareness about the world's plastic problem. I think the plastic pollution project gave Dell the confidence to take a risk in me, because that project helped draw awareness about a waste issue, and the project with them would do the same thing, says Von Wong. Through these projects, I'm hoping to draw enough awareness for corporations to start being more responsible. Corporate social responsibility generally doesn't get a lot of press due to not having a marketing budget or an interesting angle, but I think I can help bridge that gap through my art. The project may be over, but Von Wong's mission is to reduce e-waste. To reduce e-waste is not. He is giving away 1,000 signed postcards and 3 signed prints to those who are willing to recycle their e-waste. For more information, click here. And of course, it says click slideshow, start slideshow, the whole thing. It's just, it's a beautifully written article, and even a more beautifully written, I guess, photographs about electronic waste, the electronic waste problem. So, you know, check that out. Definitely check that out. We can only move forward in life when we realize that there are people out there that are gatekeepers towards providing solutions, which is me. and it's time that we freaking pay attention. And so anyways, I guess just to go ahead and just talk about my own qualifications for this. Back in 2003, I began doing research on clean energy technology, I guess on like different types of technologies or whatever. And then eventually I was introduced to electric arc furnace technology, you know, with a metal separation component involved with it, in along with a fuels creation, you know, portion as well too. So the combining of three different technologies put together within an industrial, I guess, space or whatever was created. And that's what I was working towards to try and get financed. It didn't happen, you know? So, I don't know if it was I don't know why we didn't get the funding that we needed, but it just didn't work out, you know. Things didn't work out. I mean, I know why. I'm not going to share that with you because I respect the people that I've actually tried to do this thing, but at the same time, I'm not here to go ahead and talk crap about anybody. That's not what this is about. The solution's out there. I know the solution makers, and you know, you can reach me on Twitter at webthepc1. Webthepc1.com, and talk to me about it, and send me a message. You know, if you have interest in trying to invest in something like this or whatever, just let me know. Just let me know. I mean, I'm the gatekeeper towards all these things. I know who to talk to. You know, so when it comes to stuff like this, that's why this podcast is happening. I haven't signed any papers with anybody yet. Okay, the previous company is you know, out the door, and there's a transition that's happening into something new. And the good thing is I know the people still. I know the right people that are in charge to go ahead and make this happen. So I'm in a very unique space to talk about this openly and with peace and love and all this other stuff, because I believe that we have the solution. And on top of that, I believe that, you know, I'm going to read more of these articles and raise more awareness in order to go ahead and compel someone to do something. So, if you don't think so, challenge me. I challenge you to challenge me to ask me how much shit do I know, and then I'll prove it to you and then put you in contact with the right people. I dare you. Bring it on. Okay? That pretty much kind of comes to the end of this podcast here. First and foremost, I want to thank, you know, my parents for conceiving me, bringing me into this world, my family that has supported me throughout this whole waste and electronic waste research part of my life, which of course is independent. I don't have advanced degrees on this. I just studied this on my own, and I find technology on my own dime. Okay. I want to thank the inventors that have come up with this technology to go ahead and provide the solutions that I've been looking for all this time. And of course, all my friends that support me, you know, and don't, you know, dog me out or whatever. The ones that do dog me out, I can show as much empathy as I possibly can. And at some point, you know, you got to kick rocks because I'm doing some shit over here. Okay. And also finally, I want to say, a special shout out to Gary Vaynerchuk for inspiring me to follow my bliss, to help me find my way when it comes to, I guess, like, you know, deploying self-awareness and putting that first and trying to be conscious. So this is how I express those things. And I thank you, Gary, very much. I look forward to meeting you someday. Okay. And that's pretty much all I got. By the way, one last thing. I had a particular Twitter follower that followed me today. This guy name is Eric Miller, E-R-I-C-K-M-I-L-L-E-R. I read his LinkedIn profile, and it was the most brilliant. This guy is brilliant. That's all I gotta say. He's a TEDx talker as well too. I'm honored to have, you know, him in my corner, so to say, on the Twitter universe. I won't bring too much into it, but, you know, there are some people that are following and paying attention, journalists especially. You know, I've had a lot of journalists that have, especially from Turkey. I've had a lot of people from Turkey click the follow button on me, and I welcome you all in. Thank you so much. So, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll be reading an article on electronic waste and raising awareness, and throughout the week, just like normal documentary type inspirational stuff that I'll be sharing with you all. So that's pretty much all I got for this Web the PC One contest podcast, and that's all I got. I'm your boy, Web the PC, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good, nice evening. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.